say 14 children, and you were going to talk about these children and how many you have, you might say, I've got a
lot of children.
All right, what's another word we use down here besides a lot of? We just, it's not a serious word, but just talking.
Got a heap of children.
Okay, or a what? Can you think of another one?
Got a passel of them.
Do you use the word passel ever or much?
Not much. Just not unless I'm just goofing off, you know.
Could you give me an example of how you might use it?
Well, I might say, like in canning season, I might say I got a passel of corn to put up today, or because you do have to put it up the day it's picked, or, you know, kind of disgusted like with so much to do. I got a passel of work to do today, a passel of laundry to do today, just goofing.
All right, would you ever use that to describe children if you had a lot of children?
I don't think I would, really.
Okay. What do you call the outside of an ear of corn?
Shuck.
Okay. What's the kind of corn you eat on the cob?
Sweet corn. All right.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
You mean like the kind of corn, like...
Well, when you were just talking about corn that you're going to cook on the cob, you might say...
Corn on the cob, a boiled corn.
All right, have you ever used any one of these terms?
Sometimes people say roasting ears, but I don't.
Okay. Do they have the same thing? Have you ever heard anything besides roasting ears?
No.
Okay. All right, what do you call the top of the corn stalk, the thing that grows up?
The tassel.
And the stringy stuff that you have to brush
the
off?
The silks. Yeah. The mess.
All right, what do you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Make a jack-o'-lantern out of paper.
Or what kind of fruit or thing would you use to make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Fruit.
Or vegetable or whatever you call that big orange thing that grows that you couldn't...
Oh, the pumpkin.
Okay. What kind of melons do we grow around here? Do you know
watermelons, cantaloupes, musk melons.
All right. Is there any difference in a muskmelon and a watermelon and a cantaloupe?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. They're all different.
Could you tell me?
Watermelon is a big melon, and it has a green outside skin, and the next layer is light, almost white, and then it has the red meat with black, usually black seed. The cantaloupe is usually has a lot of ridges on the outside. It's a much smaller melon, and it's yellowish when it's ripe, and it has a yellow meat with light seed in the center. A muskmelon is a longer melon than a cantaloupe and is yellow and has a wonderful odor. And the inside is much like the cantaloupe. It's just a longer melon and will get mushy if it's overripe.